June 21st. I've added time sequences of increasing complexity to the three-dimensional maze, and Algernon learns them easily. There is no need to motivate him with food or water. He appears to learn for the sake of solving the problem. Success appears to be its own reward. But, as Bert pointed out at the convention, his behavior is erratic. Sometimes after or even during a run, he will rage, throw himself against the walls of the maze, or curl up and refuse to work at all. Frustration? Or something deeper? 5:30 p.m. That crazy Fay came in through the fire escape this afternoon with a female white mouse, about half Algernon's size, to keep him company, she said, on these lonely summer nights. She quickly overcame all my objections and convinced me that it would do Algernon good to have companionship. After I assured myself that little Minnie was of sound health and good moral character, I agreed. I was curious to see what he would do when confronted with a female. But once we had put Minnie into Algernon's cage, Fay grabbed my arm and pulled me out of the room. "Where's your sense of romance?" she insisted. She turned on the radio and advanced toward me menacingly. "I'm going to teach you the latest steps." How can you get annoyed at a girl like Fay? At any rate, I'm glad that Algernon is no longer alone. June 23rd. Late last night, the sound of laughter in the hallway and a tapping on my door. It was Fay and a man. "Hi, Charlie," she giggled as she saw me. "Leroy, meet Charlie. He's my across-the-hall neighbor, a wonderful artist. He does sculpture with a living element." Leroy caught hold of her and kept her from bumping into the wall. He looked at me nervously and mumbled a greeting. "Met Leroy at the Stardust Ballroom," she explained. "He's a terrific dancer." She started into her apartment and then pulled him back. "Hey," she giggled. "Why don't we invite Charlie over for a drink and make it a party?" Leroy didn't think it was a good idea. I managed an apology and pulled away. Behind my closed door, I heard them laughing their way into her apartment, and though I tried to read, the pictures kept forcing their way into my mind. A big white bed, white, cool sheets, and the two of them in each other's arms. I wanted to phone Alice, but I didn't. Why torment myself? I couldn't even visualize Alice's face. I could picture Fay, dressed or undressed, at will, with her crisp blue eyes and her blonde hair braided and coiled around her head like a crown. Fay was clear, but Alice was wrapped in mist. About an hour later, I heard shouting from Fay's apartment, then her scream and the sound of things being thrown, but as I started out of bed to see if she needed help, I heard the door slam, Leroy cursing as he left. Then, a few minutes afterward, I heard a tapping on my living room window. It was open, and Fay slipped in and sat on the ledge, a black silk kimono revealing lovely legs. "Hi," she whispered. "Got a cigarette?" I handed her one, and she slipped down from the window ledge to the couch. "Phew," she sighed. "I can usually take care of myself, but there's one type that's so hungry it's all you can do to hold them off."
"Oh," I said, "you brought him up here to hold him off?"